Good evening. This is Akashvani. The news read by Shabashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. He will also chair the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Under this theme, special emphasis for detailed discussion is being placed on 5 key areas including early childhood education, schooling, skilling, higher education, sports and extracurricular activities. The conference features 6 special sessions focusing on deregulation in states, technology in governance opportunities, risks and mitigation, agri-stack for smart supply chains and market linkages, one state, one world-class tourist destination, Atmanirbhar Bharat and Swadeshi, and strategies for a post-left-wing extremism future. The hearing phase for the special intensive revision SIR of the electoral rolls has commenced in West Bengal today. A total of 3,234 hearing centers have been finalized across the state. In the first phase, around 2.2 million unmapped voters, those who could not establish any link with the 2002 voter list, are being called for hearing. Voters will be allowed to submit up to 12 recognized documents, including the Aadhaar card. However, the Aadhaar card alone will not be considered a sufficient document for establishing the voter's identity. The voter list from BR's SIR exercise conducted last year will also be considered as a valid document. An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Sanjay K. Brahmane, has submitted its report on operational disruptions of IndiGo flights. The committee was constituted on 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to the massive flight disruptions across the country. The report was submitted yesterday evening by 4-panel committee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 4-day visit to Goa, Karnataka and Jharkhand beginning today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will take a sea sortie in a submarine from Karwar Harbour in Karnataka. On Monday, the President will grace the centenary celebration of Old Chiki Lipi at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. The 359th birth anniversary of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj, the founder of Khalsa Panth, is being observed at Takht Sri Harminder Sahib at Patna Sahib, Sri Harminder Sahib in Amritsar, and across Punjab and other parts of the country today. The Delhi police has arrested over 280 accused under the Excise Act, Arms Act, NDPS Act and the Gambling Act as per the Operation Aghat 3.4 last night. This year, the year 2025 stands as a defining chapter in India's development journey. It saw policies translate into progress and intent into impact. The tax reforms initiated by the Narendra Modi government over the past 8 years and decisively carried forward in 2025 mark a clear departure from that legacy of excessive taxation which fostered distrust and fear-driven compliance. The key pillar of this transition is the next generation GST reforms. During the third T20 international against Sri Lanka in Thiruvananthapuram, Indian all-rounder Dipti Sharma with a spell of 3 for 18 surpassed Australian legend Elise Perry to become the third highest wicket taker in women's international cricket, claiming 333 wickets overall. 15-year-old Indian chess player Gautam Krishna on the opening day of the FIDE World Rapid Chess Championships has defeated 3 grandmasters. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.